the makers of Alka-Seltzer, bring you Lum and Abner. Lum reminded me of an old proverb the other day that makes a lot of sense. Perhaps you remember it. Good things come in small packages. Well, you know, there's a lot of truth in that old saying, and to prove it, just take a look at a package of Alka-Seltzer tablets. Now, there's a small package that has a world of good stored up in it. Just think of all the happiness and comfort it can bring into your home. Think of those times when a touch of acid indigestion caused Dad to feel miserable and act unlike his usual self. And how about those headaches that Mother gets every now and then, when the housework piles up or the children are unusually trying? Oh, I tell you, folks, there are so many times some member of the family needs the quick, pleasant relief Alka-Seltzer offers that no home should ever be without a package handy. And you won't be either once you've experienced the remarkable relief it offers for headaches, for acid indigestion, muscular aches and pains, in cold distress and morning after misery. Try it, won't you? Get a package of Alka-Seltzer tablets from your druggist the very next time you're in his store. You'll be thankful more than once for this friendly suggestion, I'm sure. And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Yesterday, Lum and Abner had an unusual experience in their new bank. A stranger left a tin box with them for safekeeping in their bank vault, giving them $5 for their trouble. The old fellows are naturally consumed with curiosity as to the contents of the mysterious-looking box. As we look in on the little community today, we find the two old fellows down at the bank discussing the matter. Listen.
He did sort of act sort of suspicious, all right, now that you mention it.
I'd still love to know what's in that box he left here long. Couldn't we just take one little bitty look in it real quick?
No, Abner, we can't do that. He left it here for safekeeping.
Well, I don't mean take nothing out of it. Just look and see what's in it.
He showed us there wasn't anything in it except some insurance papers and one thing or another.
Yeah, but we didn't get to read what's on them.
Well, that's private property. Just because he leaves it in our vault, that don't give us no right to look in it. Paid us $5 to take care of it for him.
Yeah, now that's another thing. I don't believe he'd have give us $5 just to watch some insurance papers for me.
Well, he admitted the papers was valuable to him, but said they weren't worth nothing to nobody else.
No. Well, sir, I'd just give my right arm just to look in there for 2 minutes.
Well, quit thinking about it. That's what's the matter with you. You've done nothing but talk about that box ever since he left it here.
No, sir, I don't know what it is, Mom. It might just be a woman's tuition, but something tells me I ought to look in that box.
Well, there's something telling you not to. That's me.
Well, don't you care nothing about seeing them papers?
Well, at first I never thought nothing about it, but you've had so much to say about it, you sort of got my curiosity aroused a little.
That might be a map to some lost treasury, Summers.
Where?
I don't know. I'm just thinking it could be.
Randy, wait a minute. You never looked in there this morning while I was gone, did you?
No, sir.
Could be the directions to that old lost Indian mine that's supposed to be around here.
Yes, sir, I bound you. That's just where he's headed for, too. We could follow the tracks of that car he's driving, and that wouldn't be again the rules, would it?
Well, there wouldn't be no way of tracking the car now.
Well, he might have told Mose Moose where the mine's at.
Well, why would he tell Mose?
Well, he said that Mose was his cousin.
Yeah, but Mose says he ain't.
I know it, and I don't see why Mose wouldn't claim kin to him, as rich as he is.
Well, Mose ought to know. The fella come in Mose's barbershop and got a shave, had his mustache shaved off.
Well, maybe that's the reason Mose never knowed him, without his mustache. That makes a lot of difference in a fella.
Well, he seen him before he shaved him, and then he seen him afterwards.
Yeah, but it was after he shaved him, though, when Mose said he weren't his cousin.
Yeah, it was afterwards, all right.
That mole might have laid him down in that chair and covered his face with lather without looking at him very good.
Well, I believe Mose would know his own cousin, though.
Well, you'd think he would. I don't know what's ailing that mole. Maybe he needs spectacles. Wait a minute, Lum. I just happened to think of something here. That feller might have just been saying that. He might not even be Moses' cousin.
Well, for goodness sakes. Did you just now think of that?
Yes, sir, just this minute. I don't know how come me to do it. I just sitting here and it come to me.
Well, that's what I've been trying to tell you all day. That's the reason I got suspicious of the feller. Nobody ain't going around claiming kin to Moses Moose less than they have to.
You mean somebody's making him do it?
No, but there's bound to be some reason for it.
Dad, blame it, I'd love to know what's in that box.
Don't reckon it'd be legal for the president of the bank to... No. Nothing. He ain't got no more right to look in there than nobody else has.
Well, I'll watch you and see if you don't take nothing on.
I don't need nobody to watch me. Just forget about the box, Abner. Just wait till he comes back after it, and I'll ask him what's in it.
Well, he said he might not come back, or he might send somebody.
Well, whoever comes after it, I'll ask him.
Well, reckon how long it'll be before they come after it.
I don't know, Abner. I don't know no more about it than you do.
Well, I wish they'd hurry and come back before I go plumb stark raving mad crazy.
Well, they may not come back for 6 months, or a year even.
Well, how long does it have to stay here before it belongs to us, Lon?
Well, it never will belong to us.
Well, that's the way they run things at the shoe shop.
Shoe shop?
Yes, sir. They got a sign in there that says, merchandise left over 30 days will be sold.
Yeah, but it don't say it belongs to them.
Well, I ain't going to sell that box till I look in it, I'll tell you that.
Who said anything about selling it?
Well, I don't know what you're thinking about, wanting to sell that box before we even have a chance to look in it and find out where the lost treasury's at, Lon.
Abner, in the first place, I never said we was going to sell it. And in the second place, you don't know that there's a map to the lost treasure in it.
Well, I do, too. That feller said himself.
Huh?
Nothing. That doggy, where'd I get that idea?
What idea?
That's funny. I can see it just as plain. You go up over old Piney Mountain and across the Eagle Mountain, and on the far side of Eagle Mountain, there's a big rock ledge with a cave in it, and the treasure is in that cave.
Wait a minute. Look me in the eye, Abner.
Huh?
Right straight in the eye. Have you looked in that box?
No, sir. Cross my heart.
Well, how did you know all them directions then?
I don't know.
Okay. Maybe you're psychic.
No, I feel fine.
I mean, maybe you're sort of a fortune teller.
Oh, well, maybe Jim Bates is. He was the one that told me that's where it was at.
Jim Bates said there was a buried treasure hid over there in that cave?
Yes, sir. Said the Indians hid it there.
Well, when did he tell you that?
Oh, 3 or 4 years ago, something like that.
Well, did you ever look to see if it was there?
Oh, no. You can't believe nothing that Jim tells you. You know how he zaggerates.
Yeah.
I knowed if it was there, why, he never would have told me where it was at. He'd have been over there after it himself. But, now, if this feller's got a map that says the same thing, well, I believe old Jim was right.
For goodness sakes.
Might have been trying to do me a favor, and I never knowed it.
You got the dead-blamedest imagination I ever seen in my... Wait a minute, there comes Cedric Wehunt.
Well, what does he know about it?
Nothing that I know of.
Oh, look at them tennis shoes he's got on.
Yeah. Gloves. Muffler.
Yeah, he ain't dressed up now.
Don't let him know. Don't poke any fun at him.
I ain't.
Come in, Cedric.
Yeah, howdy, Cedric. You're just in time.
Well, howdy, howdy. Just in time for what?
Huh?
What do you mean he's just in time?
I must have been thinking about something else. Yeah, I know I was. For instance, if we was going to open that box, he'd be just in time, Mom.
Well, we ain't going to open that box, though.
No, not going to open it today, Cedric.
Well, I'll come back tomorrow, then. Wait a minute, though. That ain't what I come over here for, whatever you're talking about. I wanted to get some more blank checks. I'm out again.
For goodness sake, what are you doing with all them checks, anyway?
Writing checks on them?
Well, that's what they're for, all right. But you're using more checks than all the other customers put together, Cedric.
Well, good for me. I sure write them, don't I?
Yeah, too many. Instead of writing a check every time you want to buy a bottle of soda pop or a saucer of ice cream, why don't you just cash a check for about $1 at a time, and then you can carry the change around with you?
Well, are you allowed to do that, though? Write a check for more than whatever you're buying costs. Like...
I know what you mean. Sure, they'll give you the difference in change. Save me a lot of bookwork, too.
Save me a lot of check writing, too.
Nearly every day, Luke Spears brings in 10 or 15 checks for 5 cents each.
He brings them in, does he?
Of course he does.
Every time I play that pinball machine down there, I have to write him a check for a nickel. And then I get the check all wrote out in cash. Somebody else is playing the pin machine there, and I have to stand around and wait.
Well, here. Here's another pad of them checks. Just use them as sparingly as you can.
Yes, Mom, I will. I'll go over there right now and give him a check for $1 right this minute.
Yeah, that's the time, Cedric.
Much obliged.
That's all right, Tedrick.
So long, Mr. Abner.
So long, Tedrick.
Wait a minute. What are you doing down there in that safe, Abner?
Why, I was just down here.
Bring that box here. I told you we wasn't allowed to open that.
I weren't opening it. I was just looking at it. That's all I was doing.
Well, just hand it here. Hand it here.
Uh-oh.
Now look what you done. Dropped it and spilled all them papers out on the floor there.
Well, I'll be dead blamed. Looky here, Long. There's a drawer in the bottom of this box. Look there.
Drawer?
Sure, come open there when it hit the floor.
Let me see. Well, I'll be dead blamed.
Hey, looky here, what fell out of it, Long? It's a little leather sack. Doggy, it's got something in it, too.
Let me see that thing. Something in there. I ain't supposed to do this, Abner, but I reckon, being president of the bank, I better look in here and see if there's anything missing.
Yeah, well, I don't care what's in there. I want to find that map. That's what
I'm going to look here, Abner.
Huh?
For the land's sake, it's full of diamond rings and all kinds of jewelry. Here, quick, let's get this back in there.
Well, I'll be dead blamed. Just diamonds. I thought sure there'd be a map in there leading us to a treasury or something.
If you happen to be going out tonight or some night soon to a party or a get-together with your friends, be sure to check up on your supply of Alka-Seltzer tablets before you leave home. By taking this simple precaution, you may save yourself many an unpleasant moment. For Alka-Seltzer offers a world of relief for the headaches, the minor stomach upsets, and morning-after misery that frequently follow good times. That's why you should be sure your home supply of these analgesic alkalizing tablets is ample when your plans call for late hours, too much to eat and drink and smoke. So take a look in your medicine cabinet now. And if there are only a few Alka-Seltzer tablets in the package, get another from your druggist right away. You better get the large-sized package because it's far more economical.